The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
I don't believe in coincidences anymore. I believe that everything in this world...
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Happens for a reason. Whether it's a supernatural entity or just simply the laws of attraction gravitating towards the desired outcome, I believe there's a reason behind all the madness. I unfortunately got stuck with the shitty end of the stick, as I have to live with a regretful decision I made every day. Living with regret is one of the most disheartening things a human can ever experience, especially if the majority of your livelihood consumes it. As I share my story with the world, I struggle with it every day, while reflecting on the bed of my jail cell. I've since turned to reading the Bible more, as there's not much to do besides working out or reading a catalog of books. Thoughts of a time machine taking me back to my past and correcting my mistakes is something I ponder often. It all started several years ago, when I was working at my local Dunkin' Donuts. The shop was located about 15 minutes walking distance from my house, so I usually didn't take public transit a whole lot. I was a high school graduate who worked full-time during the night shifts, trying to save up money to go to college. My ideal occupation was opening up my very own donut shop. I wanted to learn the business side of things, so I planned on working for at least a year before enrolling in school. What better way to start than Dunkin' Donuts? When I initially applied for the job, the only position available was the night shifts. The thought of working the graveyard hours wasn't exactly my cup of tea, but I took the gig anyway as I was quite desperate at the time. After about a month of working at Dunkin' Donuts, I found the job pretty interesting. The fresh scent of coffee was a distinct aroma I was quite fond of. A wide range of customers that would come in and out of the shop became regulars, who would always order their quote-unquote usual. There were, of course, the busy college students, who studied for hours on end for their upcoming exams. Then there were the loiterers, who were either homeless or just trying to take advantage of our 24-hour establishment. I personally couldn't care less who came by, as long as they didn't stir up drama or disturb any of the customers. My sister Anne and her boyfriend Jerry visited me at work pretty often. I would always see them come in together requesting the usual Boston cream donut with a hot chocolate on the side. While serving them, I would create small talk just to catch up with the two, as I genuinely enjoyed their company. As the weeks went by, my sister's relationship with Jerry would slowly diminish until they were permanently separated. They were allegedly getting into a lot of arguments, which led to the downfall of them eventually separating. I couldn't help but feel sorry for the two, as I felt like I was awkwardly inserted between them. We had developed a bond over time, only to have it crumble in a span of a week. What made things more bizarre was how Jerry slowly started turning into a pathological stalker. He'd always stop by my work just to see if my sister was around. He knew I only worked the night shift, so it was virtually impossible to avoid him. I remember he came up to the counter one shift and asked, "Hey Al, how are you?"
"I'm good, Jerry. How can I help you?"
"Any update on Anne would be nice. Why don't you invite her to join us for some coffee and donuts?"
"Dude, please just order something."
"How is she? Is she on Tinder? Can you please tell her to unblock me?"
"She said she doesn't want a Minuteman anymore. Now can you please order something and leave me alone?"
"Fine. Let me have one Boston cream donut with a hot chocolate." From that point on, I served Jerry his order without saying a word. I couldn't help but feel violated in a sense that I had to provide customer service for him despite his snarky attitude and the history between my family and him. I asked my boss if I could switch up my work hours, but unfortunately was declined. For about several weeks straight, Jerry would show up to the shop every time I was on the clock.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He would always order the same Boston cream with a hot chocolate and eat it while glancing towards my direction. I would see him chew on the donut and sip on the hot chocolate without breaking eye contact. I was convinced he was antagonizing me intentionally just to get back at my sister for their fallout. It got to the point where I was contemplating a restraining order. Like I said before, this carried on for weeks, as Jerry would make the atmosphere at work extremely uncanny. I began developing resentment towards him the more we encountered each other. There was this one night where the last straw was pulled. It was a Tuesday evening. I was getting ready to clock out of my shift and finally head home. Jerry was in his usual spot, facing the front counter and watching me like a creep. The fact that I had to keep a standard of professionalism around him really made me dislike coming to work every day. My coworker finally arrives in the store and takes over my work duties. I began heading home while holding an umbrella from the misty rain that showered my whereabouts. The streets were dark and gloomy. I depended on the street lamps while walking, as I couldn't see due to the heavy rain. That's when I heard the sound of running footsteps heading towards my direction. I instinctively turn around, but don't see anybody. The sense of someone watching and following me was definitely there, though. I began sprinting until I eventually stepped foot inside of my house. I slammed my front door shut and headed upstairs to my bedroom. As I was about to hit the shower, I saw Jerry standing outside my house holding a boombox over his head. My speculations were right. The footsteps were coming from Jerry. We both awkwardly lock eyes as the loud music coming from his boombox blasted through the neighborhood. It was almost like he was trying to serenade my sister with his bizarre antics. I opened my window and shouted,
"Get the hell off my property or I'm calling the cops!"
Jerry disturbingly smiles and begins to repeatedly smash the boombox on his scalp. I saw blood rush down his forehead and drip onto his clothes. I walked towards my dresser and grabbed my cell phone. As I was about to dial 911, I glanced out of my window and saw no sign of Jerry.
What the hell? Where did he go?
I was completely astounded and extremely hesitant to head back to work. The constant harassment and disturbing behavior led me to devise a sadistic plan. I ended up bringing home a Boston cream donut from work one day and filling it with rat poison. The possibility of Jerry visiting my workplace and ordering that same donut was inevitable. I knew that if we were going to cross paths, that it would potentially be his last remaining moments on Earth. The next day, I arrived at the Dunkin' Donuts a few minutes earlier than usual. I made sure to bring the tampered donut with me in a plastic Tupperware. My anxiety levels were through the roof as I began second-guessing my decision. That's when I see Jerry enter the store with scars imprinted on his forehead. He approached the front counter and said,
"Hey, Al. Hey, how can I help you? You know the drill. Boston cream with a hot chocolate on the side. How would you like to pay?"
Freaking prick. Jerry sits in his usual spot and faces towards my direction. I took out my prepared donut and brought it to Jerry's table along with the hot chocolate. As I stood back behind the front counter, I noticed Jerry staring at the donut. This was quite uncharacteristic of him, as he would usually consume the contents by now.
Oh no, why does he look suspicious? Could he have noticed the rat poison? I could have sworn I patched that donut up fine.
Dark thoughts began lingering inside my head, the more Jerry sat there not doing anything. That's when my sister unexpectedly heads into the store and approaches the front counter saying,
"Hey Al, how's work?"
"Work's fine. What are you doing in here?"
"I'm here to visit Jerry. I decided to give him another chance."
"You what?"
"I just want to give him the opportunity and hear him out. Do you mind making me the usual?"
Sure, Anne. As I watched them interact, I couldn't help but notice the two slowly become flirtatious with one another. It was almost as if they had magically cured their relationship within a few minutes of small talk. Here's when the story gets extremely disturbing. The two began making up by feeding each other their donuts. I yelled,
"Anne, don't eat that!"
But it was too late. My sister dropped to the floor and began spazzing out with foam coming out of her mouth. I immediately call 911 while Jerry attempts to revive Anne through CPR. Within a few hours of being in the hospital, she was officially pronounced dead at the scene. I struggle with the death of my sister every day. As I sit in my jail cell and share my story with the world, I truly miss my sister more than words could ever imagine. To be frank, I truly miss the free world, as I'm now stuck with my lackluster jail food. I'm fortunate enough to own a kettle in my cell. At least I can still enjoy the fresh scent of coffee.
I had only been working at Dunkin' Donuts for a month when I got promoted to night manager. To be honest, when my boss called me into his office, I thought I was about to get rung out for my 30-day evaluation. Instead, he praised me for being such a hard worker, then offered me a better position. I wasn't quite sure whose work ethic he was talking about, because it certainly wasn't mine. But I didn't bite the hand that fed me. The new position came with a hefty pay raise, and my boss told me that I'd get to make the nighttime schedule with my preference of employees. It seemed like a pretty sweet deal, so I took it.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I convinced the most chill coworker I knew to do most of the graveyard shifts with me. He was easily convinced by the wage increase I offered him. And as expected, the flow of customers from 10 at night to 6 in the morning was really low, so it was quite an easy way to make money. We didn't mind the eerie atmosphere of the dead hours. Most nights, we'd stay awake with endless free coffee and keep everything mostly clean just to remain occupied as the store was empty most of the time. Around 2 a.m. was when we'd get the only rush of customers. A handful of friendly drunk people would stagger in from the bars after they would close for the night. My coworker and I didn't really mind these people, though. We actually got to know most of them. It only took a couple of weeks to get used to the graveyard shift. I became good friends with my coworker, and most of the time we spent slacking off was used to talk about what we'd do with the money we were earning from the new grind. But one night, just a few minutes after starting my shift, I got an oddly frantic call from my boss while I was at the register.
Hey Ryan, how are you doing tonight? Right, good, okay. So I'm leaving the country, I'm going on vacation for a little while. Well, really, I'm leaving the franchise. I've gotten a great return on a few investments I've made, so I'm retiring. Yeah, retiring. And because you've been such a hard worker and you took such great charge of the night shift, I put in a strong recommendation for you to be the new regional manager. I want you to take over my position. Wait, really? That's great, thank you.
I could hardly get a word in, but I was too elated with the good news to care.
Yeah, you've basically got the position. Just keep up the good work, okay? Oh, and by the way, there's a contractor coming in tonight to upgrade the coffee machine. Just let him through quickly, all right? He's got a lot of coffee machines to work on tonight. From what Dylan suggested, anyway.
Sure thing, boss.
Hey, you're the boss now, Ryan. Listen, you probably won't hear from me again. The regional manager is going to train you. Goodbye.
There was a dumbfounded grin stuck to my face. My coworker was just arriving to his shift, a good 15 minutes late, as usual.
Hey, Dylan, guess what?
He seemed surprised by the energy in my voice.
I'm getting fired? Nah, man. We're both getting promoted again. You're looking at the new store manager. Well, I'll be. Does this mean I get paid more? If you work more.
Darn. I guess I ain't getting paid more. Dylan then went to the break room to clock in. He obviously wasn't as excited as I was. Just as I turned my attention back to the register, my eye was caught by movement on the other side of the glass at the front of the store. A rusty, windowless van rolled up and triple parked right in front of the door. From the condition of the van, I expected the man inside to be in similar shape, unshaven and unkempt, with a beard gut and a trucker hat. But I was wrong. The driver busted out of the van and entered the store in a rush. He threw open the door and marched up to the counter, then stopped and stared me down. He was not haggard at all. Actually, he was quite physically fit and surprisingly sharply dressed. Still, jeans and a plaid button-down, but undirtied and freshly ironed. I figured this was just his first job of the night. But the way he stood before me, so motionless, was a little unsettling after he'd been moving so quickly a moment ago.
I'm here to work on your coffee machine.
His voice was booming and robotic. I suddenly felt bad for having just stood there and wasted his time. Before I found my words, Dylan came back from the break room. He eyed up the contractor.
Our coffee machine works fine, though.
He's here to upgrade it. He's fine. Come on back, sir.
I waved the contractor through. He found his way to the coffee machine without looking at a single thing. He set down his tools and started dismantling the machine with expert efficiency, like he knew every component by heart. Dylan and I traded a confused look, but we just shrugged it off. The contractor didn't seem to care about our presence whatsoever, so we decided not to care about his. We struck up some quiet small talk at the counter and waited for the contractor to finish. He was done far sooner than I expected. We didn't even notice when he walked up right next to us and almost shouted in our ears, "Your coffee machine is ready for use again."
"Okay, thank you."
The contractor looked us over with a blank expression, then walked away without a word. He got into his van and drove off. When he was finally out of sight, Dylan and I breathed a sigh of relief.
Jeez, what was up with that guy?
I don't know, bro. He didn't seem normal at all, did he?
Whatever, man. At least he's gone. He didn't steal anything, did he?
Nah, he didn't touch the registers or anything. Didn't go near the safe, either.
Let's just get back to work, then.
Dylan got a rag and a spray bottle and started cleaning the counter.
Nice work ethic, Dylan. I might just start paying you more after all.
The next few hours of the shift were dreadfully uneventful. We barely got any customers whatsoever. We started using the upgraded coffee machine at around 1 in the morning. Sure enough, it tasted a little fresher, but also a little more bitter. We guzzled it down anyway. Just after 2 a.m., the usual crowd of wandering drunkards stumbled in, making their rowdy banter as always. They started to line up at the counter when I got an idea.
"Hey everyone, I've got good news. Instead of getting your usual friends and family discounts, everyone gets a free round of hot and fresh, new and improved coffee in the house."
"Dude, what are you doing? That's not our policy, bro."
"Relax, Dylan, it's alright. I basically own this place now."
And so, everyone in the restaurant was gifted free coffee from yours truly. It seemed to put everyone in good spirits. After everyone got the rest of their orders, a few croissant sandwiches and a box of donut holes, I left the register and went to talk with Dylan, who was cleaning the griddle after the food rush.
"Things are looking pretty positive, aren't they?"
"Maybe for you. You're the one getting promoted and everything. I mean, I was working here way before you, but whatever."
"Oh, hey man,
don't get so down. You get a premium raise out of this. You've been working hard, you deserve it."
Dylan didn't say anything in response. He just kept cleaning the grill. But he wasn't really cleaning it. He was just slowly brushing the same spot over and over again. He wouldn't look at me. Suddenly, I felt sick, almost like I was drunk. My vision started to blur and my knees were shaking. I panicked and stumbled out into the front of the restaurant to try and get help from the customers, but when I got there, I realized I was on my own. Each and every one of them was unconscious and laid out across the floor, slumped over the tables or hanging out of the chairs. Just a moment ago, they'd all been lively and rowdy, but now they looked dead. My vision kept getting darker, and when I tried to take a step towards the door, I realized I couldn't move my legs. I collapsed like a sack of bricks. I couldn't move a muscle. But it was like I could still see through a keyhole of vision. I began to regurgitate all the coffee I'd consumed earlier and forcibly vomit all over the ground. I remember seeing Dylan sprint out of the front door as if he was going to call for help. I remained laying on a puddle of my own vomit for the next 30 minutes or so, till the paramedics finally arrived.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
After reflecting back at the story, it was later confirmed that Dylan had hired a hitman disguised as a contractor in an attempt to assassinate me with a compromised coffee machine. What makes this story more disturbing is how Dylan is still on the run, and how his motive still remains unknown to this day. I personally think he got upset at how I got the role of being a store manager over him, but what I don't get is how he could be so cold-hearted enough to let all those customers drink from that coffee machine.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.